Matilda Harris Brunson. Faith on the Air is an outreach ministry of Greater Gospel Way Fellowship. You may correspond with us by writing to us at Faith on the Air, P.O. Box 1751, Antioch, Tennessee 37011. Or you may correspond with us by email at faithontheair, @gmail.com. Again, that's faithontheair, @gmail.com.
I'm convinced in my spirit that in order to endure to the end, you got to pray. Amen? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise today. I believe that if we pray more, there will be a lot less things that we have to contend with in life. Many times there are things that we have to go through in life. We go through them because we don't pray. You see, prayer is communication with God. Prayer is fellowship with God. You see, when you pray, we are having communion. We're having interchange with God. Therefore, God is able to talk to you. He's able to show you things. He's able to strengthen you. He's able to implant things down inside of your spirit, which will give you the ability to go through. You see, if we spent more time in the presence of God, there will be less things that we have to wrestle with, because God will give you power over it. You see, the Bible says men must always pray and not faint. When you read into the scriptures, it gives us to know that we have to have a prayerful mind. If you have a prayerful mind, it gives you a God consciousness. You see, the more you pray and the less you deal with the things of the world, it gives you a greater insight to spirituality. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. I'm reminded today, as we begin to go into our scriptural text, concerning prayer, about the situation that Daniel had to face. You know, all too often we hear about Daniel in the lion's den, and we hear about the great test that he faced. But what we have to realize was it was prayer that brought Daniel through. You see, if Daniel wasn't a praying man, that thing would have been a little bit too complicated for him. If he had not been a praying man, it would have overtaken him. But you see, Daniel was a praying man in that he prayed when everything was all right. See, a lot of us, we don't pray until everything is all broken down. We don't pray until there's no other solution. A lot of us don't pray until everything is ran out in the household. We don't pray until our pocketbooks are empty. We don't pray until we look down and our gas hand has gotten close to empty. And we don't pray until all the bills come due. But we want God to be a right now God. We want God to move right now. But I'm here to tell you today that if you pray, God will give you the solution in advance. Huh? He'll let you know what to do before the problem arrives. If you pray, God will show you the way to go, that you will already be supplied before the need arises. Come on, give him praise in the house today. You see, we ought to be praying people. We ought to be those who do as the scriptures say, pray in season and out of season. Huh? In season and out of season is when you're praying in season, that's when everything is going fine. Hmm? That's when nothing is wrong and you have no visual needs. That's in season. And we ought to build a prayer life and have a communication with God so that when out of season comes, we will always have the solution. You see, that's what happened with Joseph. You see, Joseph communed with God in the vision that he had, and God told him what to do in season. So when the out of season came, he had already fixed the problem before it arose. You see, God showed him that there was going to be 7 years of plenty. Hmm? And God showed him those 7 ears of corn that were full. And he showed him those 7 lean cows coming up out of the river. You see, God showed him everything is fine, Joseph, and you're having more than enough in this season. You see, God was showing him in season what to do. And he began to tell him that if you take a fifth of everything that you have, the excess, the overage, and you put this aside while everything is going good. You see, he was giving him the good solution while everything was going well. And he said, if you put this fifth percentage back, he said, now, when these years, when the blasted ears of corn, when those arrive, And when you see what is represented as these 7 lean years where these cows are coming up out of the river, he said, you're going to have something to sustain you when the time of leanness come upon you. You see, he was a praying person. You see, you can have a vision from God, but in order for that vision to come to pass, in order for that vision to be carried out, you're going to have to pray your way through that. Hmm? You see, because when it said the race is not given to the swift, neither is the battle given to the strong, well, that means that there are going to be good times, there are going to be some bad times, there are going to be some times when you're well supplied, and there are going to be some times when need arise. And when the need arise, you're going to have to know what to do in order to make it. Glory to God. You see, God, if you are a praying individual, will not allow things to slip up on you. A lot of people, things slip up on them and surprise them. And it's surprising so much so until they have to do something right then. Hmm? And if you don't do something right then, you'll go under. Hmm? You see, because when a person is in troubled water, listen, he ain't got time to be second guessing. Huh? He don't have time to be doing something that's not productive. You see, when things slip up on you, every move that you make counts. Everything that you do has got to count for something. Huh? And when you're in troubled water, let me tell you, every move that you make, your life depends upon it. And when you're in troubled water, let me tell you something. Glory to God. Every move that you make, if it don't count for you, it's going to count against you. Glory to God. So you got to know what to do ahead of time. You see, because the Bible tells us that if we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, he will direct our path. You see, when we get off of the directed path, that's when trouble comes. Because the Bible says if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you, the desires of your heart. So when we're constantly seeking God, when he's constantly directing our path and showing us the way, you see, there are things that are already provided in the path of righteousness and in the path of seeking. But whenever we get off of the seeking path, whenever we get off of the praying path, Lord, direct my path. Lord, show me the way. Whenever we get out of the guided path of God, that's when great needs arise. That's when we begin to run into traps and we begin to run into things of the adversary. That's when we begin to despair in spirit when we are not praying and seeking God. You see, Daniel was a praying man because it was a way of life to him. You see, prayer have to be a way of life. Our topic today, by the way, is take it to the Lord in prayer. Come on, give him the praise and the glory. It was a way of life to him. You see, he was a praying man before he was taken into captivity. And when he was taken into captivity, he didn't stop praying. You see, a lot of us, we pray when everything is going well, but when we get into a hard situation, many times we want to bow to the situation and stop praying. But when you get into a hard situation, that's not time to stop praying. You remember what the children of Israel said when they were going down into Babylon, when the Chaldeans had captured them and were taking them into a strange country. They said, how can we sing the Lord's song living in a strange land? They began to say, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? That song is your life. That song of praise is your deliverance. Listen, prayer, the thing that you do before trouble arrives, is the thing that keeps you when trouble do arrive. You see, Daniel knew the power of prayer. He knew that prayer would bring about deliverance. He knew that prayer was a stabilizing force in his life. You see, if you don't have prayer in your life is going to be unbalanced. If you don't have a real prayer life in God, let me tell you, there'll be some weights that come on your life that'll cause you to lean too much to the left. It'll come into your life, cause you to lean too much to the right. And let me tell you, there are some real weights that the adversary will put on your life that will weigh you down if you don't have the power of prayer. So you got to pray. And you got to understand that prayer is something that you have to do. See, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You see, prayer is something that you have to do. You can't get up in the morning and just go out into the enemy's camp. You just can't get up in the morning and let your kids and let your family just run on off into the world without covering them with prayer. You can't get up and just go about life without prayer. You're looking for trouble if you don't pray. Come on, give God the glory. You're seeking a conflict with the adversary when you walk out of that door and you are not covered with prayer. When you haven't put on the whole arm of God, when you haven't covered your family, you're looking for trouble when you go out without your spiritual protection through prayer. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible gives us to know that Daniel prayed 3 times a day. And I understand that he would pray in the morning, he would pray in the noonday, and he would pray in the afternoon. You see, you got to watch unto prayer. You see, and the praying is in the morning is, that's the prayer for the unexpected. You see, that's the prayer for what you don't know what you're going to run into during the course of the day. That's the prayer that you don't know how the enemy have plotted through the night season while you slumbered and slept. That's the prayer to reveal the plan of the adversary. That's the plan. Lord, show me what he's done. Show me, Lord, what he's laid in wait for me. Show me, Lord, the snares and the traps. Show me, Lord, that I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to run into during the course of the day, but reveal it to me, Lord. That's the prayer of revelation. Show me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the prayer where you get your strength. That's the prayer where you get your direction. Lord, I don't know which way to go, but I know that if you just direct my path, if you just guide my footsteps, if you just lead me, Lord, listen, give me this day my daily bread. Show me the way to go, Lord, because I trust in you, and I know that you are able to guide me every step of the way. Hallelujah. This is the prayer of revelation. You see, don't you leave your household without the prayer of revelation. The prayer of revelation in that, Lord, guide me and Lord, lead me. Show me the things that the adversary have laid for me out there. Reveal them, oh God. Don't let the adversary be hid. You see, because I want you to know the devil can be hid. You can go into your place of work or You can go into your place of business, or you can go to wherever your life is being conducted that day, and the devil can be hidden. You see, he camouflages himself. And if you don't have a keen eye, you won't see him. Huh? He can be right there before you, and you won't see him. You walk right up on him and step on him. Huh? If God don't give you that keen eye, huh? If he don't make your senses keen, if he don't quicken you in your spirit, because sometimes we just need to be quickened in the spirit. We're not quickened. We're lackadaisical, and we're just going. See, the devil will get into your routine of things. And if you ever just get into the routine of things, he'll get into your routine, and you'll become careless, huh? And that's the way he hurt us, because you can get into the routine of things and not even watch. Hmm? You're so used to doing things a certain way. You're so used to going a certain way. And the adversary can get into the routine of things and camouflage himself. And you walk right up on him. And the Bible said the thief coming not, but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Huh? But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You see, Jesus is come so that he can be revealed and we would not suffer hurt or loss at the hand of the adversary. Hallelujah. You see, God have to give you that discernment of spirits. God have to open your eyes to see the wiles of the adversary. God have to quicken you in your spirit, because sometimes if you're just going through the routine, you can pass right by the adversary and never know he's there. But God will say, look to the right, and you'll look to the right. He'll say, look to the left, and you'll look to the left. God will say, slow down, and you'll slow down. Or God will say, listen, don't go this way, or don't do it that way, because it's a snare or a trap that is there. See, you got to entrust your spirit to God in the morning. Father, I commend my all unto thee. I trust in you, and I trust in you alone. You see, he prayed in the morning time. He just did not go into the camp of the adversary without being prepared, without being armed, or without being covered. Hallelujah. He was equipped. He was filled with compassion. Because he didn't only pray for himself, but he prayed for others. Huh? See, you just can't be a person to just pray for you. Huh? But you got to be concerned about somebody else. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said, let us pray one for another so that we may be healed. Because somebody will get careless. Somebody will just march on out into the enemy's camp. Somebody won't pray for their family. Somebody won't pray for themselves. The devil will get them in a hurry, and they'll go out there and do harm to themselves or somebody else. So we've got to be our brother's keeper. We got to watch one for another. We got to pray one for another. And we've got to cover one another. You see, that's what Daniel did. Daniel was a praying man. And let me tell you, if you're a praying person, God will put you in a high place. Huh? He'll use those who he know that will pray and put them in a high place. And he'll let you see way down the road. You see, where somebody can't see over the tip of their nose, huh? They can't see around the corner. Glory to God. God, if you're a praying person, he'll put you in a high place. He'll let you see things coming. And the more you pray, the more he'll give you to pray for. Glory to God. And he'll allow you to see those things in a distance, even for somebody else. You know, I was thinking, and I prayer is something that I do. You know, the song said, praise is what I do. I praise, but prayer is something that I do. Hmm? You know, God is my companion. He's my closest companion. Glory to God. And I'm always talking to him. I'm always communing with him because he's there. And I was just thinking, you know, it's a blessing to have people that are praying for you. Hmm? And, you know, God was showing me, I was meditating on the word, and he was showing me, he said, you know, there are a lot of people that you don't know that are praying for you. Huh? You know, and he began to show me, you know, that people that you have met in time past and people that you have connected to in time past and even saints that you have known across the years, your spirit is tied to them. And you're connected to them. And they're praying for you, and you ought to pray for them. Huh? See, that's what we have to understand, the power and the network in the prayer. You see, because that's what God says. He says, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you don't know how to pray as you ought to. Huh? But the Spirit pray with groanings that cannot be uttered by words. Because God knows the mind of the Spirit. You see, and the Spirit make intercessions according to the will of God. See, you can be praying for somebody you ain't seen in 5 years, but because they're tied to your spirit and they're somewhere in trouble, you begin to receive that burden, that thing begin to pull on you, and you begin to make intercession, and somebody will get delivered. Glory to God. That's what God began to show me. I haven't as of yet, and sometimes the Lord will show you things before they happen so that you can pray for them so that they won't have the impact that the devil intended for it to have in somebody's life. You see, because some things the devil will send into people's life to tear them down. But God will lay a burden upon you, and you'll begin to pray for that person. You'll begin to intercede, and sometimes you don't know who you're praying for, but God just lay a burden of prayer, and you begin to intercede, and the devil could have purposed to destroy somebody and tear them down, but because you interceded, God did not allow that thing to happen. You see, prayer is a powerful thing. And the Lord began to show me, I've been not saying carrying a burden, because every time it come up on me, I cast it off. But you know, somebody across the week just been grieved in soul and spirit, and God has just been showing me that thing, and I've been giving, every time the adversary would bring it to me, I throw it to the Lord. Every time the devil bring that burden, bring that grief, I give it to the Lord. So you got to know how to give it to God. Huh? Because it's not God's will that we be grieved.
Again, thank you for tuning in.